The name of the patient is Craig Kerner. The last name is K-E-R, like in Roger, N like in November, E-R like in Roger. Craig Kerner, C-R-A-I-G. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old, a white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus and has a significant proteinuria. The proteinuria has been oscillating between 1 or 2 grams. And he has maintained a serum creatinine that is 1.6, 1.7 with an estimated GFR that is between 40 and 45. This time the patient increased the creatinine to 2, the BUN to 33, and the estimated GFR down to 34. The patient could be with some degree of prurigo nodularis at that time. The protein creatinine ratio remains about the same. This could be related to hemodynamic changes. The patient is a diabetic with significant proteinuria. The diabetes has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is between 6 and 7 all the time. The possibility of a glomerular lesion like FSGS related to morbid obesity has been entertained. The patient was referred to the bariatric center, and the surgery is going to be scheduled for the end of February. The patient fell and had a problem in the right shoulder that is going to be corrected surgically this coming week, period. I know that the patient has indication to do a kidney biopsy, but there are some other things that are going to take priority at this point. I'm very much interested in correcting the shoulder as well as the bariatric surgery that has been scheduled. Period. I will say very clear with the patient about the need for a kidney biopsy, and I also told him of the circumstances surrounding this possibility of kidney biopsy. We're going to reevaluate the case in 1 month with laboratory workup. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is out of control. The serum cholesterol went up to 152, and he was 160 most of the time. When we review the medication list, he has been missing the atorvastatin. The atorvastatin was called to the pharmacy Walgreens in Avon Park, period. Following number, morbid obesity. The patient is undergoing workup for bariatric surgery that is scheduled for the last part of February. Following number, the patient has thyroid disorders. This office has not checked the thyroid profile for a long time. We are going to reevaluate the thyroid profile next time. Following number, hyperlipidemia as above. Following number, BPH that is non-symptomatic. Following number, type 2 diabetes with diabetic nephropathy. Following number, CKD stage 3A going into stage 3B. Paragraph. I spent 7 minutes in the evaluation of the laboratory workup, and in the face-to-face, it was 27 minutes, and the documentation 5 minutes.